Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's official. New York's coronavirus outbreak is a major disaster. FEMA made the emergency declaration last night. It unlocks access to a nationwide fund of $42 billion in disaster relief aid and more. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand pushed for it. He says the feds need to start sending help right now. Some reassurance from Mayor de Blasio.
Is it going to go on forever? No. It will be a certain number of weeks, a certain number of months. We don't know exactly what it will be, but it will not be forever. We know it will be finite. We know this crisis will end. So it's going to be a tough, tough adjustment, but we have to be clear about keeping people safe.
And a number of other states are looking at lockdown or near lockdown situations. Connecticut, California, and Illinois among them. Some 75 million people affected by some form of restrictions very soon. Now, if you do have to get somewhere during this outbreak, you will soon be able to ride the bus for free. The MGA says it is suspending fare collection on all local bus routes to keep drivers and riders a safe distance apart. Starting Monday, only the back doors on local and select buses will open for riders. They'll be told to stay at least 6 feet away from the driver. Riders with limited mobility will still be able to take the wheelchair ramp in the front, and you'll still have to pay for the Select or Express buses. At least 23 MTA workers have tested positive. The MTA says they're trying to protect their people. Now, with all the talk of essential business, non-essential businesses closing, you may be wondering what is on the list of essential businesses. That includes most hospitals and healthcare, infrastructure like utilities, telecommunications and public transportation, and essential manufacturing like food and medical supplies. The essential retail list, grocery stores, pharmacies, convenience stores, and farmers market, and perhaps very importantly to a lot of folks right now, liquor stores.